Welcome to The Current, a podcast produced by We Stand for Energy. We Stand for Energy is a community that supports a reliable, affordable, and sustainable energy future for everyone, and is a project of EEI, Edison Electric Institute, the National Trade Association representing U.S. investor-owned electric companies. My name is Christine Telford, Managing Director of External Affairs at EEI, and I am your host. I have Monica Martinez, Executive Director of Utilities United Against Scams. Hi, Monica. Thank you again for joining us. Monica is a repeat guest, so we're excited to have her.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to be here, Christine, and so I look forward to our conversation.
Great. Well, tell us more about Utilities United Against Scams and its mission. How did you become involved in this issue, and why is it important to you?
Well, Utilities United Against Scams mission really is to combat utility scams by providing a place for utility companies, associations to share data and best practices so that we can work together to implement initiatives to inform and protect our customers. As you can imagine, there are a lot of other partners within the community and around the country that are helping to fight against scams. And our goal is to work with them, to work together to do it.
Great. So we have Utility Scam Awareness Day coming up on November 15th. What are the most common scams that customers face, and what should they do if they think they might be targeted?
Yeah, of course. You know, always be on alert. I mean, that's one of the first things that we do say. Always be on alert. Don't be afraid to hang up the phone, you know, take a moment to step back, you know, take a moment to stop and to really look and re-examine whether or not the information you're getting or the person at the door even, you know, just do that double check. And I think that's really important. Just some of the common scams that we see and what we're doing really for this year's Utilities United Against Scams, what we call our, you know, Utility Scam Awareness Day, is really talking about the issue of screen the search. So that's that whole piece of really just making you sure you take a break, double check. People today will get online and try to figure out how to pay their utility bill. They'll do a Google search. Scammers nowadays are even more savvy than they were before, where now they're going ahead and, you know, setting up an imposter website for you to download your information or to pay somewhere else, or maybe it kind of sounds like your utility, and people are getting caught in that type of trap. So when we think about imposter scams, that's really simply it. Someone else is, you know, impersonating a utility company. I mean, you know, usually we see it, you know, and we've heard it before, someone calling, someone texting, you know, now it's much more online. So just do the due diligence, take a moment, double check. You really make sure what you're dealing with and looking at is the real deal.
Great. And I know the gift card scam is a popular one. I know a friend of mine actually fell for that, unfortunately. So scams affect everyone, and it really, you know, doesn't discriminate. So it's good to remind folks to be vigilant. The first Utility Scam Awareness Day was established in 2016. In the 7 years since, what noteworthy changes have occurred? Have new threats emerged, and what strategies are in place to address them?
Yeah, I mean, of course, the new threats have emerged, but as you've just mentioned, some of those same scams are still out there. They're just getting more sophisticated. And as more information might be available online, as we think about individuals reaching in and tapping and kind of pulling and tugging at us, it makes it very difficult for us to stay diligent and be aware. So those are all the things that I think we really try to stress with individuals is, again, take that break. Technology, yes. I mean, you know, before the pandemic, a lot of individuals were afraid to use things like online banking. You know, fast forward several years and more people are using online banking. So that just makes them more susceptible to different kinds of threats and risks. It's not a bad thing, but it just means that we're using technology and we're adapting ourselves too. Well, so have the scammers. So again, we just need to continue to be on alert.
Great. Can you highlight any partnerships or collaborations that Utilities United Against Scams has established with other organizations, companies, or government entities? And how have those partnerships helped keep consumers safe?
Absolutely. One of our first significant partnerships was with the Federal Trade Commission and continues to be with them. Certainly with them, we are able to work together on various other consumer protection efforts, campaigns throughout the year. And we also work to share information with one another so that they know the types of threats that are happening upon our customers. And they can also share with us trends that are happening within the government and where they are hearing other types of threats from different types of consumers and consumer products across the country. The other individuals that we work with are Cybercrime Network, as well as Zelle. Now, as you can imagine with Zelle, you know, is sort of that platform for all of the banking. Nowadays, when you go ahead and look at your Zelle online, it'll ask you specifically about some, making sure that the transaction isn't for certain things, that it's not, you know, one of those potential scammers. In fact, we got them to now list utility scams. So it's really making sure that you're aware. And so they help, you know, educate their customers. While at the same time, many of those individuals are our customers. So together, we're working to make every stride we can on that education piece.
Awesome. Well, this was really informative. Excited about Utility Scam Awareness Day on November 15th. Is there anything else that we should be sharing with our listeners with respect to Utilities United Against Scams or any other tips that folks should know?
You know, I would just really like to stress, you know, it can happen to anyone. I think a lot of us take a lot of pride in what we do and think, oh, it can't happen to me. I'm too savvy or I know better. But it really can happen to everyone. You know, seniors, all of us, we're busy in our days. You know, young millennials, everyone, it can happen to everyone. So I just stay vigilant, stay strong, report the crime or report the incidents, both to the FTC and to your utility company. That way we know what's happening. Even if it's an attempt, that way we can keep track of it and make sure other customers are aware of what's happening to them. So let's work together to keep everyone safe.
That's great. Stay vigilant, report it. Good tips to know. Well, thank you, Monica. Appreciate you joining us on the podcast again, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.
We hope that you found this to be an informative 15 minutes, and we look forward to bringing you additional expert insights on energy policy. To learn more about EEI and the electric power industry, visit www.eei.org. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast by searching for The Current and We Stand for Energy.